Hello, this is Alger Podcast bonus episode. You can get more information about coaching services and other podcasts on my website, which is algercoaching.com. That's A-L-G-E-R, algercoaching.com. Today, I have with me a very special guest. She is a natural-born leader of 9 years old, and we're going to talk to her today about what it's like to be a nine-year-old leader. So, with us today is Kennedy, my nine-year-old granddaughter. So, Kennedy, how are you?
Good.
Good. Talk right into the microphone. Don't be afraid. So, I got a question for you. You're a natural leader. People follow you. Like, I've seen this at school and stuff like that. How do you do it?
After I make friends, I'd be nice to them, and we make other friends, and then sometimes they pick me, and sometimes I pick myself, or I pick them, or whoever wants to be the leader is going to be the leader.
Oh, okay.
Our friendship.
So you start with friendship.
Yeah.
That's pretty important, huh? Because you know that leadership is influence, and it's hard to influence people if they don't like you, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what do you do to develop a good friendship with people when you're starting out?
I find someone who I really, really like, and if they like me, then I'll ask them if I want to be friends with them. Uh-huh. And if they say yes, then we just kind of make friends. Everyone makes friends.
There you go. So, have you ever come across a situation where you had some problems with your friends, where that maybe they weren't as friendly as what you would have liked them to be?
Sometimes, like when I'm playing games with them, like hopscotch, sometimes they cheat and like just hop across the.
They cheat
sometimes, and then they go in front of me sometimes, and then it makes me kind of mad, but I control my anger and not get super mad.
Mm.
And it just helps me.
So how do you control your anger? What helps you with that?
I just take a breath, and then I just think about what I'm going to say. And then if it's mean, then I'm just going to not say anything. If it's nice, then I'm going to say it.
Ooh, I like it. So you pause. Is that what you're saying? You pause. He says,
yes.
You take a deep breath, and then you think about what you're going to say before you say it.
Yeah.
That's pretty wise for a nine-year-old.
Yeah.
And does that work well for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So have you ever done all of that, gone through it, and then still had a friend that was not being friendly?
Not really, but there was one time when I had a friend, and we were playing this game called Blue Shoe, and I wanted to do the Blue Shoe thing, like where you do the, like, Blue Shoe, not it's not me, it's you thing.
Uh-huh.
I wanted to do that, the where we put our finger on the shoes. And then he just hijacked it from me and then just, like, did it. And there was, like, a couple other people. And all the other people thought that was kind of mean. And we just, like, re-talked for a little bit and then decided kind of, because he's been mean since we were friends with him. So we kind of just decided that we weren't going to be friends with him if he was just going to be mean to us.
So you fired him as a friend?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, So you had a game going and he hijacked it and he wasn't responding well to what you guys were trying to redirect him to do. And so you just decided that you didn't want to be friends with him anymore.
Yep.
Yeah. Sometimes you have to do that.
Yeah.
and sometimes we stay around people too long, huh? That aren't good for us, right? It's a careful balance because you want friends. You want friends, but sometimes some people just aren't. We're not good for each other, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if you had some advice for people, new leaders who want to become leaders, what advice would you give them?
Probably be a good sport, good friend, and if someone isn't nice to you, then talk to your other friends about it. And if they've been not nice to you since you ever have been friends with them, then just not be friends with them and be a really, really good sport.
Yeah, be fair.
Like, I'm friends with my 5-year-old sister who used to be annoying to me.
Oh.
But I'm really friends with her now.
Let's talk about that, because you are the oldest and you have 3 little sisters.
Four.
Oh, that's right. You got another one, huh?
Yep, on the way.
So that's a pretty important role to be in, where you're the big sister for
all four
sisters.
Yeah, so.
So what are you going to do? What are you going to do with your 4 sisters that, like, sets them up to where they can be successful?
So they're 2, 6 months old and a half and not born yet. So.
Well, it's a big responsibility to be a big sister of 4 sisters.
Yeah.
So how are you going to handle it?
The oldest one, I'm teaching her how to read right now, and I'm also teaching her friendship and leadership and things like that for friends. And
so how do you teach her friendship?
I just kind of teach her the things that I said earlier, like how to be a good leader and how to make good friends.
So what's some advice that you give her on how to make good friends? Like, what do you do to make good friends?
If I see people hurting someone else, I go over there and say, why are you hurting them? And they just, like, tell me why. And if it was from a bad reason, then I would see if the other person's okay. And I would say, what happened? And then they would explain what happened. And then if the other person was lying and the person that got hurt said it was the person that was hurting them started it, then I would ask if they wanted to be friends with me, and then the other person would make friends with other people that they like, and I would make good friends, and I would be a good sport and treat other people that I want to be treated, which I want to be treated nicely, so I treat other people nicely.
That's good advice.
Like I used to do with my 5-year-old sister, because she kind of was annoying.
Oh, she could be annoying?
Yeah.
Really? What would she do that was annoying?
Sometimes she gets on my bed and tries to wake me up in the morning and does this to my eyes.
This is a podcast that people aren't watching. Because it's audio only, and you said she does this to your eye. So what you did was you took your thumb and your index finger, and you opened your eyelid.
Yeah.
So you're asleep, your eyes are closed, and she comes and uses her fingers to open your eyes?
Yeah, and she tries to wake me up, and she tries to poke my ears, and, like, it's just annoying.
So you don't like that?
No.
No?
Not at all.
Okay. So how do you handle that?
Well, we're on loft, so I obviously can't just kick her off the bed.
No, you don't want to do that.
Yeah, because she might break her head. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd probably just, she'd definitely wake me up, and I would probably ask her to stop, and if she didn't stop, I would get out of my bed, and I would tell her, if you do this again, I will tell the parent, and you'll get in trouble.
Yeah.
And then if she does it again, then I'll just tell the parents.
Yeah. Who's the parents?
Megan and Dad.
Yeah. Okay. So that's cool. So any other struggles you've had with your little sister that's 5? I mean, because you're 8, 3 years older than her. I'm sorry.
I'm 9.
I forgot. Today is your birthday. You're 9 years old today.
Yep. Thursday, February 1st.
Yeah. That's crazy. So now that you're a sophisticated woman of 9.
What do you mean?
How do you handle a 5-year-old? She's almost 6, too. Huh?
Yeah, her birthday is the 17th of February.
Yeah, it's coming up.
Yep.
So for other young girls out there that have little sisters, what would you recommend for them to get along well with their sisters?
if I meet other kids that have little sisters, I would say, if they have their little sister with them, I would talk to them about maybe teaching them the ABCs and how to read and how to not say bad things about people and to teach them about respect.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, do you find yourself sometimes having trouble with those things yourself?
Sometimes. I get really, really angry, I lose my temper.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody's perfect, huh?
Yeah, nobody. Yeah. Except for Jesus and God.
Yeah, that's true.
The only Lord that I would ever mention in a podcast.
So, before we wrap up here, do you have any other pearls of wisdom that you can drop? What's something that you wish every little sister knew?
To not be annoying.
Okay. So how do they not be annoying? Like, how do we do that?
Teach them respect and how to just kind of not be annoying, because everyone knows how their little siblings are annoying to them. If they have little siblings.
All siblings are annoying?
Yes.
Are they?
Older siblings. I used to have a couple older siblings.
Step siblings?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then my mom divorced with that guy that had the kids.
Okay, so you had a step brother at one time. Let's leave their names out and let's just talk about it without their names.
Yeah.
So you had an older stepbrother at one time and he was kind of annoying to you. What how did you deal with that?
He never liked me in his room. He didn't really like me doing like activities with him.
Yeah.
And like he was kind of mean to me, but my older sister, she was really, really nice to me. She let me like do makeovers with her and do her hair and like play dress up and things like that. And I would bring a couple of my dress up clothes in there.
Was that fun?
Into her room. Yeah.
Yeah.
Her room was really big, so I got to do some gymnastics in there too.
Ooh, that must have been really big if you got to do gymnastics.
Yeah. It's like a lot bigger than our living room. How big is our living room?
I don't know.
It's like two of your bedrooms.
Cool. Very cool. Well, so if you could speak to the big brothers in the world that have a little sister, what advice would you give them?
Be a good sport, teach them the things that they need to know, and teach them about respect.
Yeah. So how do you teach somebody about respect? What's the first step?
So I would teach them, if you're going to say something bad, just don't say it. If it's nice, you can say it to whoever you wanted to say it to. And like you did earlier, because it's my birthday, you went to Safeway and got cupcakes without asking. And I got really excited when you came home with cupcakes.
Oh, yeah, because it was your birthday, huh?
Yeah, because I'd already eaten cake that morning.
You had cake for breakfast on your birthday. And you got, this is your favorite. Cupcakes are your favorite, right?
Chocolate chip cupcakes.
That's good stuff.
With vanilla frosting.
Awesome. Okay.
And sprinkles, and I got the giant one.
So to recap, be respectful, be a good sport,
yep,
and be a good big sister or big brother. Would it be safe to say to care for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, and think about them sometimes?
Yeah, and to be also a good leader for the littler siblings that you have.
Yeah.
Because if you're the oldest, you need to be a good leader so you can know if you have another, if you can teach them how to be a good leader and a good sport and the respectful things, and know how to treat other people the way that you want to be treated.
Good. Now, would you like to do the outro for the podcast?
Yes.
Okay. It's right there. You want to read that to the end of the microphone?
Yes. Okay.
Ready?
Thanks for listening to Olger Podcast. Get more info on and future podcasts and olgercoaching.com. That's Olger, that's A-L-G-E-R, olgercoaching.com.
Perfect. Good job. Thanks for being on the show, Kennedy.